One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest won every conceivable Academy Award. And Michael Douglas was once awarded the Mobile Man of the Month. With us is actor-producer Michael Douglas, now starring in Romancing the Stone, the big new adventure movie, which has just opened. Nice to see you.
Jeffrey, nice to see you again.
Mobile Man of the Month, eh?
I had to do something right. I'd flunked out of college, so I had to show some degree of credibility.
And you worked at a gas station in Connecticut?
It was a hot summer, really heat wave, like 98. I guess anybody who washed windows at that time got a credit. So that was it.
Mm-hmm. Well, this movie for you, Romancing the Stone, is a big departure from The China Syndrome and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, two movies which have a social conscience about them. This movie is an adventure movie. Everybody sees it, compares it to Raiders of the Lost Ark, many saying it's better, more exciting. Did you abandon for temporarily social consciousness and just made a rip-roaring adventure?
Well, I guess so, but it's really, you know, like actors, you like to do changes and have changes, and I just didn't find any other social redeeming projects that I liked, plus the fact that I was beginning to get typecast. It was getting somber. I was getting every wackoed, off-the-wall script involving any social subject around the country. And the parts I was getting cast as an actor, I was reflecting this. So, yes, I was looking for something entirely different.
Well, let's look at something entirely different. Actor, producer, and the least ambitious son of Kirk Douglas, Michael Douglas, at work in Romancing the Stone. Here's some typical action from this movie.
Yes, all my clothes and things.
You got an umbrella?
No.
You got a good pair of walking shoes?
They're all like these.
Okay, let's make some time.
You bet! Yeah! No!
I'm telling you, this turned out to be one hell of a morning.
Funny, that happened to me on the way to work today.
Now, took a lot of choreography working on that last fall.
Now, you talked about the weather today here, how that would affect lines outside the theater. When you watch a clip of your own movie, you obviously can't watch it just as an actor. You've got to look at it as a producer, too. Does one role affect the other?
Oh, absolutely, but the producer always wins out. Thank you very much. there'll be a lot of times, you know, as an actor, where you have to take a back seat. Either that you're running out of daylight and you've decided, in this case with Kathleen Turner, was certainly more attractive than I was. It was nice to cover her shots first and then yours at the end of the day, and you might run out of light, or you're looking at your watch as an actor and saying, well, we're going to go into overtime, so I have to stop. Those are the kind of considerations which you have to make when you're doing both jobs. Which, I have no control of the weather.
But you pay attention to it. You're also a hands-on producer. Some producers sit back, they have the bills paid, they let the director and the actors, if you're not involved, take part in the film, but you're there on the set every day, you're involved with the writing.
Well, that's you know, my strain, Jeff, I guess, is because I am an actor, and from doing the streets of San Francisco for all those years, we learn all about producing, because you have to work so tightly together to shoot 52 minutes in 7 shooting days. So I'm comfortable on the set, and I generally try to make a director comfortable, too.
Well, if your father is watching, your ambition has certainly paid off again in one of the most exciting action pictures in a long time, Romancing the Stone. Michael Douglas, whose pictures speak for themselves, and his new one is just out. Nice to see you again.
Jeffrey, nice to see you.
Called the nicest guy in town, Michael Douglas. True? Remember that article?
Yeah, it was, I don't know. I like to work in a congenial way. I don't like friction. I try to be pleasant.
And yet you once said, here comes an old quote, I know this isn't fair, I have learned that acting is the biggest ripoff in the world. Was that you, the actor, or you, the producer, speaking? Obviously the producer.
That was probably the producer speaking. I mean, acting is a license to steal. They pay you a ridiculous amount of money for the short period of time that you work, and take it from a producer who's been on the other end and spent 2, 3, 4, 5 years on a project, and really savor the fact when you show up for only 8 or 10 weeks of work and then leave.
But let's look at a bit of the 8 or 10 weeks of work, certainly more than that because you fell behind.
Five years of work.
I'll say Michael Douglas in Romancing the Stone, the big new adventure picture, which has just opened.
Where am I going? How about Snoopy?
won't tell you how it ends, of course. Just the typical day in the life of Michael Douglas,
here,
right?
Right.
Now, when you looked at that, did you say to yourself, as the producer, oh, we could have saved a little more money by doing it this way, or why did that take four scenes, or is four takes?
Oh, no, all I say is, we got it. I said, we got it.
My acting career is not on a par with my producing career, you once said. Are they coming up on a par now?
I think so. I didn't realize quite how much I was being portrayed as an actor, as this serious, somber young man, and I'm glad I have a fortunate opportunity to show the sick young man that I really am in this kind of a role, because the truth of it is much closer to me than the stuff I've been doing.
Did your father's fame work for you or against you or a little of both?
It's a combination of both. His fame certainly helped me understand what the business was about, and so I could treat it as a business and therefore understand the valleys and the peaks and handle them better. The only bad aspect I could find is that it tends to take a little way of your success, but when you have success, people say, well, sure, naturally, mm-hmm. why not? Okay, of course. Whereas if you fail, they go, gee, how could he fail? Yeah. I mean, so there's not much of an upside, a little bit of a downside, but that's a very little problem to pay for all the benefits.
What's your favorite Kirk Douglas movie?
My favorite Kirk Douglas movie?
Nice.
I have probably three. I'd say Champion, Lust for Life, and Lonely Are the Brave.
That's his favorite, Lonely Are the Brave. He deserved the Oscar for one of those three.
He sure did.
I think he's going to win it sometime. I certainly hope so. Now, this movie took 5 years to make. After you made one picture, even A Cuckoo's Nest, it took three or four more years to make China Syndrome. That must be frustrating that it takes so long.
It is, Jeffrey. It really is. But I found out that revenge is a wonderful motive to get pictures made sometimes. And I may not be, I guess, a lawyer or an ex-agent and have that sort of ability to package pictures together, but you know, we get them done ultimately.
You'll notice that Michael Douglas, sitting next to a critic, used the word revenge and also lawyer. So it's a subtle hint from a producer actor. Michael Douglas, the star of the new adventure movie set in Central America, co-starring Kathleen Turner, called Romancing the Stone. It's just open. Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you again, Jeff.